Governor Doug Ducey is in Mexico City on what his office is calling an economy-focused trip. He's had meetings with business and political leaders on his first trip to Mexico as governor. The country is Arizona's biggest trading partner. The governor's office says exports were valued at more than $8.5 billion last year. We have two perspectives on cross-border trade and relationships, starting with Juan Francisco Padres, Tucson's economic development specialist for international trade. Tucson and Phoenix have a trade office in Mexico, which is staffed by the Arizona Commerce Authority. And Juan Francisco, is there a difference between the city's goals and the state's goals there?
I don't think there's a big difference. Ultimately, we want to make our region more competitive. In this global arena, we're not competing Tucson versus Phoenix or Phoenix versus Las Vegas. This is Arizona versus South Korea. This is Arizona versus Texas. It's Arizona versus China. So we're competing on a global scale. So we really need to, and we are doing it in many ways, coming together as a state to really make our region more attractive to manufacturers and businesses.
How do you go about doing that?
Well, that's a very, very important question. We need to facilitate business more than anything. We need to really outline what are our competitive advantages. What is it that we offer in Arizona that makes us unique? And we have to sell that, and we have to convince companies that by coming to Arizona, they can have an easier time doing business and maximize their profit line.
So where do you think Arizona has an advantage over some of the other border states, and what areas do you think Arizona needs to work a little bit more on?
Well, we do have an advantage over California. Regulation, taxes, we have our labor costs are a lot lower here, so that gives us a very easy competitive advantage to illustrate two companies against California. We're connected to the major highways that go east to west, north to south. We have access to California ports. We're between the two largest economies, California and Texas. So those are things that companies look at. What we need to work on, I think we need to come together. The business community needs to come together so we can see who's out there in Arizona and who's offering what services so we can sell that to companies looking to do business here. And when I say what's out there, I mean supply chain.
How big of a deal do you think a trip like this can be? I mean, how much impact does that have as opposed to having a full-time permanent office in Mexico?
Well, it's very important to have an office in Mexico. You need, as I say, boots on the ground to go to trade shows, to go to meetings, to meet with delegations in Mexico City. Just being there, you're in the mix. You have your ears there knowing who's doing what and who's planning to move and who's planning to manufacture, et cetera. So it's very important to have somebody there. Trade missions like the one Governor Ducey is in are very important because it really shows goodwill. And unfortunately, in the past, Arizona's had a few stains with Mexico because of SB 1070. So we have a chip on our shoulder there when it comes to Mexico. So we need to really let them know that we are open for business. We really want to embrace them as business partners.
Do you think that we're past all of that? I mean, do you think that relations have repaired from SB 1070 and some of the other stuff that went on between Arizona and Mexico?
You know, it's definitely gotten a lot better. I think efforts like the one Governor Ducey is doing right now and previous trade missions that Mayor Rothschild from Tucson and Mayor Stanton from Phoenix have gone to have preached a different message. I think it's definitely tapered down, but it's still there. SB 1070 is still there. And in the business community, you know, I do economic development. That's not necessarily something we talk about. That's very political. But the political guys, the president of Mexico and many politicians still see it as we're definitely willing to talk. We're definitely interested in trading. We're definitely interested in opening up for business, you know, but that doesn't sit well sometimes because it comes up. It still comes up, and unfortunately, it's still there.
Juan Francisco Padres is the economic development specialist for international trade with the city of Tucson. Juan Francisco, thank you so much.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Arizona's neighboring states also have long-term valued relationships with Mexico. For a broader perspective, we turn to Eric Lee, Executive Director of the North American Research Partnership.
Arizona's relationship with Mexico is improving and still in recovery mode. Commercially, and maybe diplomatically, at a state level, this commercial relationship is dominated by the state of Texas, and that largely has to do with geography. The state of Texas has been having a difficult time recently. Governor Abbott has made a number of comments with respect to the importance of border security. This doesn't play well in Mexico. And what that the effect that that has had over time is to shift the center of gravity on the commercial relationship with Mexico to the state of California. Arizona really occupies a niche market in the overall relationship. Historically, the Arizona-Mexico Commission and its sister organization, the state of Sonora, has been a very sturdy diplomatic mechanism for at least the state of Arizona and the state of Sonora to have an extended conversation on trade and other matters.
How fickle can these relationships get? As you mentioned, because I always had the impression that when Rick Perry was governor of Texas, that he really liked to milk that relationship. And you mentioned with Governor Abbott now, maybe it's going the other way. Are these things sort of at the whim of who's in office at a particular time?
It has a lot to do with the personality of the governor, absolutely. Mexican political culture as well as business culture is extremely face-to-face and has everything to do with the chemistry between chief executives, absolutely. Rick Perry was perhaps a little bit more skilled at talking about the importance of trade. At the same time, at least appearing to be tough on border security. Governor Abbott came out of the gates very, very strong on border security and really alienated Mexico in that process.
Where do you think we go from here in the sense that, at least from an economic standpoint, if Governor Doug Ducey continues with this sort of commitment to smoothing out certain aspects, at least, of the relationship, what sort of improvements do you think can be seen in the course of a Ducey administration as far as it relates to Mexico?
Mexico's foreign ministry has come out with a press release on Governor Ducey's visit, and a lot of that press release emphasizes issues relating to immigration. I think clearly the tension here is between Arizona's dual messages on Mexico that focus on growing trade, but also topics surrounding immigration. Mexico's position on this is that a good business relationship requires a healthy overall attitude on not only Mexico and its economic future, but Mexicans as well.
Do you see this being a renaissance period, a golden era of relations between Mexico and southwestern states because of the fact that the economy is sort of improving all around, the fact that there is less immigration from Mexico into the U.S., at least of the undocumented kind?
Yes, I do. Particularly as the U.S. responds to economic growth in Asia and particularly in China, we really are going to be focusing more and more on our economic partners next door, which both produce a lot of the goods that we use, but they also buy a lot of the goods that we produce as well. We'll soon be at a point where trade diplomacy will be at a point of diminishing returns with trade diplomacy. We've had a lot of it coming from Arizona from the past, starting in 2010. It's not clear how much more of this is going to be effective in growing our economy. I mean, the numbers will be have the final say for us. Will those export numbers increase and by how much?
Eric Lee is Executive Director of the North American Research Partnership.